Now, it'll be no surprise to anyone doing their weekly shop that food prices are rising almost three times the rate of inflation. And with 300,000 people in arrears on gas and electricity, high energy prices continue to weigh on Irish households. Why is this happening? And is there any prospect of relief? Oliver Brown is an accounting lecturer at University College Cork. He's been writing on consumer affairs for RTE. Oliver, a lot of people have a hard time figuring out why food inflation is rising nearly three times faster than the general rate of inflation.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for having me. It's kind of rapid, as you know, driven by a couple of major things. Beef prices, kind of livestock prices, are going up faster than the rate of other prices, kind of driving up the overall rate of inflation. And then our staples, the likes of dairy, butter, the things that we eat a lot of and that would make up, you know, everyone's basket pretty much, are kind of rising at a much greater rate than the rest of inflation. A lot of the goods we produce in our, sorry, that we consume from imported, particularly from Europe, are kind of static in price. So we're really experiencing the inflation on the things that we eat and drink every single day, which is kind of making it feel more stinging in the pocket of everyone.
And the other question, when people see their ESB bills coming in or their energy bills coming in, why are our energy prices amongst the highest in Europe?
Well, our infrastructure in the grid is dated, in need of an enormous amount of investment, but being dated then costs much more to run than an awful lot of the other grids across Europe. On top of that, we have to import a significant amount of electricity compared to other countries. So being an importer rather than a producer, we have to pay a higher cost in order to get it here and get it around the grid. And then, yeah, on top of that, per capita, we consume an awful lot of electricity, not just on an individual basis, but because of the likes of data centres that we have in the country. They use something like 26% of all of our electricity. So we're a massive, not a massive producer, a massive consumer and a massive importer. So our electricity prices are very prone to global market fluctuations in energy cost.
So is there any chance that food and energy will get cheaper anytime soon, is the question that most shoppers are asking, particularly when there's not going to be a universal cost of living package in this year's budget?
Well, a universal cost of living package, if you look at the past few years, tends to exacerbate the issue. Like we temporarily get a little bit of reprieve, but through the increased usage or increased consumption, it tends to go up again. We it doesn't actually benefit us that much. We need to get at the root causes of these issues. So, you know, in Ireland, from an electricity perspective, it's a greater amount of production. You know, getting greater amounts of renewable energies off the ground, investment in that infrastructure, investment in the infrastructure in the ground. But largely energy prices are going to be driven by global issues. So the war in Ukraine is having a massive impact on global energy prices, and global uncertainty caused by the tariffs and caused by Israel is making electricity more expensive because people are uncertain and then buying forward on electricity. In terms of food, food is a greater issue because we've, like in terms of beef and dairy, we've culled the national herd a little bit, or less culled but more reduced. So the amount of exports that we do still maintains about the same. So we end up paying more because we have to export a greater proportion of our beef and dairy rather than consume it at home. So we pay more to get it at home because we have to meet those export quotas that we've put on ourselves through trade agreements with the likes of China and Europe, etc.
So it doesn't sound like there's a magic wand out there anywhere, is there, for
unfortunately,
households?
Unfortunately, there is not. You know, like the way that business works in Ireland is probably the way to tackle it. A broad reform of how cost structures work in businesses so that they don't feel the need to pass on every single increase.
All right.
That they get some level of margin back. But that's a broad structural reform that needs to happen.
Oliver Brown, accounting lecturer at University College Cork. Thank you for explaining all of that to us in Morning Ireland this morning. And we're going to have the business news after this break.